在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Indications that unemployment continues to rise is grim news for leaders heading to the G20 summit in the United States next week. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development reports unemployment reached its highest level among industrialized nations of 8.5% in July.OEC Unemployment Division Chief Stefan Scarpetta says the number of jobless among OECD's 30 member countries is expected to climb even higher next year to nearly 10%. That translates into 57 million people out of work.
Unfortunately, despite the most recent indicators suggest that the recovery might be in sight, somewhat earlier than we were expecting only a few months ago, it will take time before this recovery actually materializes in terms of a significant improvement.In the labor market.
The United States, Spain, and Ireland are among those countries with the fastest rising unemployment. All three were affected by the collapse of high housing prices. The damage spread to other sectors of the economy. Scarpetta says young people are among the hardest hit. In Spain, for example, more than one in three young workers are unemployed. So as world leaders discussed the financial and economic crisis during their meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Scarpetta says it's important they also address the social dimensions of the crisis, like unemployment.
The good news there is that countries have already acted quite quickly and decisively, I would say. Part of the stimulus packages has been also additional resources for labor market and social policies.
But efforts by governments to extend and prolong unemployment benefits and to offer more job counseling and training have not kept up with the rising numbers of jobless. Scarpetta says that means countries will need to target their resources more selectively and to ensure that the most vulnerable members of the labor force benefit. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.